Speaker 1.
My boyfriend's birthday was coming up and I had planned a weekend for us to go away in Canada. I remember that I had gotten a really good deal for a great hotel and I was super excited because it was saving me so much money. So we drove up and I jumped out and let my boyfriend park the car and I went in. I told them my name and they said, "We don't have a reservation in your name." And I got really angry and I started yelling and shouting at them. So I took up my email and showed it to them and they were like, "Yeah, that was last weekend." Of course, then the hotel wasn't going to help me, the screaming lady. Meanwhile, I got a text from my boyfriend saying he was coming up to a reception. And so I ended up paying full price before he came in and it was something like $1,000.
Speaker 2.
So me and my sister were traveling around for a couple of weeks and had booked everything beforehand, and it all worked really well, until that one night flight from Costa Rica to Alaska. We got to the airport and tried to check in, but the machine wouldn't let us. Another traveler wanted to help us, looked at the ticket and said, "Sorry, your agent booked tickets to fly from San Jose, California, not from San Jose, Costa Rica." Which was so frustrating, because one company had actually booked all our flights. But there at the airport, they wanted $2,000 to change the flights. So my sister got really stressed out, came down with a migraine, threw up, and ugh. Anyway, long story short, a very kind English-speaking Costa Rican lent us his phone so we could contact our agent, and they sorted everything out without any extra cost, and we actually managed to arrive in Alaska at the same time as planned.
Speaker 3.
So I was on holiday in Morocco with two friends and my then boyfriend Chris, who got sick. And so he decided that he was just going to chill in the room while we went shopping for an hour or two. And the rooms in that hotel closed with a padlock from the outside. So when we left, I closed the padlock thinking, he'll be safe, he can sleep it off. I didn't think about the fact that I was locking him in. Chris was sleeping for a while, but then he woke up like 2 hours later and we weren't back. Because we ended up shopping for much longer than we thought, and when we got back, there was this amazing pool that we put our feet in, and we just chatted away until 1 o'clock in the morning. Chris was locked in the room, without food or water. But the worst part was that Chris could actually hear us, and apparently, he cried for help, but we just didn't hear him.
Speaker 4.
Philippines with my 5 best mates. 10 days doing boy stuff like cliff jumping and canyoneering sounded like a dream. So on our first day, we went to a beach, had lunch at a little bar. We ordered cooked food, but of course James went for salad. So as soon as we were done, it was straight up on a rope climbing track through the palm trees, and within 5 minutes, my friend James throws up all over me. So, down we go, swim in the sea, my friend keeps on puking. You think it was a salad? Yep, we thought so too. All was calm again and we relaxed on the beach, and it was only a few hours later that we realized James was still sleeping. So when we went back in the evening, he had the most incredible sunburn. We had to go to hospital, where he stayed for 3 days, and even after, he was in so much pain we didn't do much more than sipping cold cokes at the beach.